We're joined in the media center here at Virginia Motorsports Park by our number one qualifier in the Camping World Series Funny Car category here at the Virginia Nationals, Matt Hagan, whose 385.3 run was made in the final qualifying session. 331 miles per hour means both ends of the track record now belong to Matt Hagan. In his 300th career start, running a special paint scheme this weekend, second of the season, 44th of your career. Matt, you had to wait for that one. It was a prolonged qualifying session with multiple little delays, but you made it worth it, not only for the fans, but for yourself. Walk us through.
Yeah, it definitely was worth
Turn that mic on, please. Just a switch.
There we go.
There it is.
There we go. All right. Yeah, it was definitely worth it. Probably the longest I've ever sat in a car in a long time. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you pull your hips down so tight that your legs start to fall asleep, you know, after a while. And, you know, it's just, you know, the craziest thing that happened up there was I did the burnout and the windshield fogs over, you know, and it's just kind of like, well, we're going to hit the gas and see what happens, you know, and it's kind of like Moses parts the sea. And, you know, all of a sudden, as soon as you step on the pedal, the fog goes away, which is pretty crazy, to be honest with you. But what a good job that, you know, these guys here at the track and Safety Safari did to put still a good, great racetrack underneath us. And they drug the track again. And, you know, the glue didn't dry out. And we was able to lay down a great number out there. And I can't say enough about this race car, man. I mean, this has probably been the best start I've ever had in my career out here in NHRA. And Dickie Venables, Mike Knutson, Alex Conway, and all my guys that are putting this thing together, they're just doing a great job. And, you know, I will say this, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, everybody asks, like, how's Tony and how's it working for him and stuff like that. And, you know, I've always used to want to win for myself, you know what I mean? But Tony's the type of guy you want to win for, you know, and you look up all the stuff that he's done. I think it's just a respect thing, you know? I mean, you want the dude to be proud of you, you know? And I've kind of never had that before, you know? So it's like you get up on the wheel and you know, you're chewing on your mouthpiece in there and you're paying attention. Not that you're not paying attention before, but you're ready to make things happen. And, you know, and this car is just doing it. This Power Brokers car is just running hard. And, you know, we're running Smithfield this weekend. And we actually had the owners out this week through the hospitality. Got to see drag racing for the first time. They've been supporting the Cup side for years now. And for them to come over and go like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. We love this. You know what I mean? So that in itself, you know, what Tony brings over here to NHRA is going to be a bunch of new people, a bunch of new fans, a bunch of new sponsors. And people that have never had the opportunity or even, you know, they're so caught up in stuff going in circles that they never looked at something going straight. So it's just really cool. I mean, I'm really, you know, excited to be a part of it. But to lay down a run out there, it was kind of crazy too. I had a smoke visor on. I had to run around and, you know, I told Caps, I was like, man, I need a visor, you know, and Simpson was closed over there. They had the doors closed and, you know, and then the sun was so bright. And then we're in there changing visors, you know, because then I'm running at night and I'm like, don't drop the screw. If you drop the screw, we're screwed. You know what I mean? So it just a lot going on, you know, and obviously made it worth it to go out there. But the car, it hopped up on the tire and just felt straight as an arrow. But you could tell it's loose, it's fast, and it's digging. And it put a cylinder out there down there about like 700-800 feet and moved me around a little bit. But other than that, it was just a great run.
Questions from members of the media, starting off with Josh from NHRA.
So Q1 and Q3, a lot of the cars, if not all of them, struggled to get down, but you guys were able to get down those sessions. What's that say about the job you're
doing? Yeah, you know, I mean, Dickie's really good at navigating the racetrack out there. You know, like our Q1 when we went down and ran the 335 out there, we had, you know, I guess kind of like a fast paddle, you know, and it almost goes into shake. And you know, he brings the timing out of it at the right spot to relax the tire. And I think a lot of that just comes down to the dude just, he's been out here doing it for a long time, you know what I mean? And he's got that gut and that instinct and stuff that where if you had a brand new crew chief, you probably wouldn't have made it through some of those tricky spots and stuff. So, you know, I always tell Dickie, you know, go with your gut, man, and do what you do. And, you know, you can have all the data and all the race surface track data in the world. And not that Kurt doesn't do a great job out there, but a lot of times it's just a feel thing and what he sees and what he's doing out there. The dude impresses me every weekend, man. I mean, he just is, he's awesome. I mean, super smart. And, you know, he's kind of a little hard to talk to sometimes, you know, get a conversation going. But when you do, man, he just fills you full of information all the time. And I love him to death. And he's just a great crew chief and really been the whole reason I've been so successful in such a short amount of time here in NHRA. And, you know, I just can't say enough about Dickie.
after Caps took away your number one in Q2, and then we had the rain and all the delays, how excited were you to get a chance to get that back?
I was ready to go eat steak, man. I mean, I was good with number two, but I guess Tony wasn't, so he said we got to stay around here and we got to go make a run. But, obviously, you know, after that long wait, and I knew if it was going to go, it was going to either really go well or it wasn't going to go at all, you know, and that's just kind of like the mentality that we had when we went up there. It was like, we have nothing to lose. So, you know, we already qualified well. Let's just see what this thing will hold and stick. And it just, like I said, Dickie always impresses me, man. Like, you know, it was just enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we didn't go out there and run 83, you know what I mean? But like, it was just enough. And it always seems to be just enough a lot of times with Dickie, you know, but hats off to Caps, man. I mean, they've had 4 out of the 6 number one qualifiers. I mean, Guido knows how to throw down, and that's Beckman's old car, and, you know, Caps is doing a great job driving it, and that's going to be, a staple out here. You know, that Napa car is going to be tough to beat all year long, along with Force and Robert and even JR and all those guys. I mean, JR's lights are doing great. You know, I mean, we look at everything, you know, and there's just, in the funny car category, there is no easy rounds, you know, and the only easy round we got is tomorrow, first round, you know, so it's, and that's a bye run. But other than that, you know, when you line up against any of these guys out here, it's tough.
Any additional questions for Matt Hagan, our number one qualifier?
Hey, Matt, all that time in the car, it looks like you're hungry. Why don't you go eat a steak?
Yeah, definitely I'm going to, man. I'm going to eat a steak for sure.
Matt, thank you very much. Congratulations. Both ends of the track record here at Virginia Motorsports Park. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks,
and thank you to our media members.